There is labor peace at the big three automakers in the Detroit area. The United Auto Workers Union ended its lengthy strike last week after General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis agreed to wage increases and new job security. And the union members are now voting on the new contracts. The driving personality for the UAW, if I may put it that way, has been President Sean Fain. He demanded a lot, including protections for workers in the electric vehicle side of the business. Didn't get everything, but Fain has his eyes on the next labor battles. So let's talk about it now with NPR's Don Gagne. Longtime listeners know he has reported on the auto business for decades. Hi, Don.
Hey there.
So these new negotiated contracts include pay raises of at least 25%. How is the union selling this to the UAW members who are now voting yes or no?
The pay raises are a huge thing, obviously. But also in this contract, major changes to a system that has for years now had new hires getting paid less. This addresses that, not 100%, but a lot of it. There's a restoration of cost of living allowances, which helps workers keep pace with inflation. So that's big. And there is a right to strike over proposed plant closings. That is new. That alone is huge. So the union won back much of what it gave up in concessions back amid the financial crisis. Here is UAW President Sean Fain on Facebook Live talking about the GM deal.
Through the power of our picket lines and the credible threat of even more strikes to come, we were able to wrench back so much of what these companies have stolen from us over the past few decades. We won back billions in contract gains. We won back our dignity as auto workers. We won back our pride in being UAW.
Dignity and pride, those two words say a lot. And Scott, it's worth noting that when these negotiations started, we saw the things the union was demanding, and it really did seem like pie in the sky. And here we are after a lengthy strike. They got a lot of it.
We heard Fain use the word stolen from us. Take this victory for the union and situate it for us. I mean, recent years, was it the workers who were giving things up to management?
That's been the case for a long, long time. I mean, there have been raises in recent contracts, but small ones, tiny ones, especially compared to what we're looking at now. It is worth stepping back and looking really big picture. I talked to labor historian Nelson Lichtenstein at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He says, yes, this is a big deal, a historic moment for the unions. A lot of people note that the union got back in these talks what it gave up in 2009 with the financial crisis. But Lichtenstein says it's way bigger than that, noting that the era of concessions began for the UAW back in the late 70s when Chrysler was in deep financial trouble. So this year, he says, they launched this very progressive, even radical program at the bargaining table.
He wanted to end the era of concessions, of being on the defensive, which is not didn't just begin in 2008 and 9 in that big recession. It began really in 1979 when Chrysler was almost bankrupt. And then 1981 when Ronald Reagan destroyed the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Union.
And now Lichtenstein says finally the UAW has moved past that decades-long stretch of weakness at the bargaining table.
Yeah. In the middle of the strike, President Biden went and joined workers on the picket line. We should say the president is still seeking the political endorsement of the UAW. Was that a big moment?
It was. Biden likes to call himself Union Joe, right? But something happened before the strike. The AFL-CIO endorsed him, but the UAW did not. It held off. It was worried about the impact of his green economy and the transition to electric vehicles. During the strike, there is Biden on the picket line. It put pressure, public pressure, on the auto companies. The union was grateful. Now, as you said, we're still waiting to see if that endorsement comes through.
So what is the next battle for Sean Fain and the UAW, perhaps to focus on other automakers in the U.S. that are not unionized?
Absolutely. He's not paused even for a moment. While ratification votes are underway, he's looking for what he can do next, and he's hoping what the UAW did will spread to other industries. Give a listen to him again on Facebook Live.
We won this round, but if we want to win the next one, and the next one, and the next one after that, then the labor movement has got to get back into fighting shape. We need workers everywhere across this country to organize on the job. We need to organize the unorganized. And we need unions everywhere to rediscover the power of the strike.
So it's a broad call to action for the UAW. Here's who they're looking at. You could say these names with me. Toyota, Honda, Nissan, BMW, Volkswagen, and don't forget Tesla. They've got their eye on them as well.
Yeah, and very quickly, Don, what's it mean for car buyers? Do higher labor costs mean higher sticker prices?
Yeah, that's not clear what it will mean. I mean, car prices are already pretty high, but so too have been profits. So we're just going to have to watch that very closely.
Yeah, NPR's Don Gagne. Don, thank you as always.
It's my pleasure.